His words of wisdom, video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai Global Warming SOS International Conference on Urgent Problems of Climate Change will be presented in English and Mongolian, with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxese, or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish.
Хөхтөнгрийн Монгол орн нь өргөн уудам үргэлжлэх онгон зилүүд газар нутаг илгэсэх сэтгэлтэй арт түмнэрээ адислагдсан ер бусын үндэстэй орн юм аа. Байгалийн төрх байдал, цаг уурын хувьд олон ялгаатай мөнх цас дариглуудаас ахуулаад зүлэг ногоо тал өргөн их говь цөлийг хамардаг. Эрт үеэс өдийг хүртэл байгальтайгаа зохицсон амьдардаг нүүдэлчин амьдралын ёс зайг нь зуун зууныг дамжин үргэлжилжээ. Тус улсын олон үндэстэн ястнуудаас төрөн гарсан гоёмсог Монгол үндэсний хувцас, соёл заншил үндэсний урлаг нь улсын нандин үе хөрөнгө юм байна. Сүүлийн хэдэн 10 жилд 2.5 сая гаруй хүн амтай олон зүйлийн ургамал амтны нутаг болох Монгол орн нь цаг уурын өөрчлөлтүүд болох цөлжилт, ган гачиг, эрс дэрс уур амьсгалын хүчтэй нөлөөнд автаад байгаа билээ. Төгсгэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хай Монгол дахь нийгэмлэгийн гишүүд гариг дэлхийнхээ байдалд сэтгэл зовнож дэлхийн дулаарал цаг уурын өөрчлөлтийн тулгамцсан асуудлаар СОС олон улсын хурлын тус улсын нийслэл Улаанбаатар хотын соёлын төвөргөнд мягмар гарагт зохион байгуулжээ. 1-р сарын 27-нд болсон энэхүү хурлд 1000 гаруй зочид тэдгээрийн дотор хэд хэдэн зуун нөлөө бүхий хүмүүс олон байгууллагуудын тэргүүнд оролцсон байна. Хуралд оролцсон чухал албаны хүмүүсийн дунд улсын их хурлын гишүүн Б. Батбаяр, Монгол улсын ерөнхий сайд Асан Думагийн Содном, Монгол улсын нийслэлийн засаг даргын орлогч Даваад Оржийн Гамбол, Шинжлэх ухааны академийн дэд ерөнхийлөгч доктор Батуултын Их Төвшин, ерөнхийлөгчийн зөвлөх Самдангийн Цэдэн Дамбаа, ерөнхий сайдын гадаад харилцаа хариуцсан зөвлөх Очин Однар хуралд оролцсон байна. Хурлын хүндэт зочин Дөгсгэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хай уг хурлыг найрсгаар хүлээн авч оролцож шууд дүрсээр харилцсан үзэгчдийн асуултанд хариулсан юм. Шинжлэх ухааны баримтаар нотлогдоод байгаа цаг уурын өөрчлөлтөөс үүссэн манай дэлхийн ноцтой нөхцөл байдал ба шуурхай арга хэмжээ авах шаардлагын үүднээс Дөгсгэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хай сүүлийн 20 жилд дэлхийн даянд түгээд байсан жухал захиасандаа бид цагаан холтон байх ёстой бөгөөд бид байгалийн нөөцийг хэмнэж амьдрах ёстойг баттахыг хэлж байлаа. Монгол улсын ерөнхийлөгч намбрын их хоёр хуралд онцгой жуух бичгээ илгээсэн нь хурлын онцлох үйл явдал болсон юм. Тухайн үед ерөнхийлөгч гадаадад айлчлалаар явсан байсан учраас уг албан ёсны мэдчилгээг түүний зөвлөх Самдангийн Цэдэн Дамбаа үзэгчдэд хүргэсэн юм. Тус үйл ажиллагааг 22 хэвлэл мэдээллийн төлөөлөгчд оролцсон түүний дотор гол сонингууд болох Үнэн, Зууны мэдээ, Монголын мэдээ, мөн FM 105.5, TVS, Монголын үндэсний телевизийн MM агентлаг, Игэл телевизүүд байсан байна. FM 105.5, TVS болон Supreme Master телевизүүд уг хурлыг үзэгчдэдтэй шууд дамжууллаа. Дэлхийн дулаарлын хурлын дараагаар төгсгэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хай дэлхийд орлогоороо тэргүүлж буй шувууд миний амьдралд химэх номны Монгол Орс хэл дээрх хөлбөрүүдийн нээлтийн ёслолын ажиллагаа явагдсан юм. Дараа нь дэлхийн ээжид зориулсан онцгой хүндэт зочин төгсгэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хайг урьж оролцуулсан тансаг сайхан тоглолт тавигдсан билээ. Та бүхэндээ одоо Монгол улсын нийслэл Улаанбаатар хотод 2009 оны 1 сарын 27-нд болсон Төгс Гэгэрсэн их багш Чин Хайг урьж оролцуулсан дэлхийн дулаарал цаг уурын өөрчлөлтийн тулгамцсан асуудлаар Сос олон улсын видео хурлыг давтан төлөвлөх гэж байна.
The next questioner is Oran Sahan Yadam Surung, Executive Director of Anisfarm Trade Company.
Welcome, Madam.
Ikhwakshad, ta saan bai no? Tante ulz chagat
saan bai no?
Saan bai na? Ta maungulchud bitni uugd eetis ishtir uyes Oran Dutlani Udrild Mahwaag eetich suu caga eetigir Hoolch uyes uudamjiltae boluch өнөө үед махгүй амьдарч болно гэдгийг ойлхон их цөөхөн байна. Манай улсад мал сүрэг их өсөж байгаа. Засгийн газар төр засгийн газраас мал сүргийг өсгөж үржүүлэх талаар бодлого их явуулдаг. За үүний зэрэгцээгээр манай улсад хүнсний ногоо жим чимсгний тарайлан эртний үеэс хөгжөөгүй. Одоо сүүлийн үед ч гэсэн бас эрчимтэй сайн хөгжиж чадаагүй байгаа. За энэ нь бол цагаан хоолтон болоход хүндрэл учруулдаг юм бэрхшээлүүд байгаа юм. За дэлхийн дулаарлын хор хөнөөл цагаан хоолны ач тусын талаар дэлхийн улс орнуудын удирдагч нар тэр бүр ижил төвшөнд шинжлэх ухааны үндсэлтэй ойлголтгүй байгаа юм шиг санагдгийн. Удирдагч бас уриалах хэрэгтэй гэж би хувьдаа боддгийн. Тийм учраас их хөшөө та Дэлхийн улс орнуудын удирдагч нарт захитал бичиж өнөөгийн энэ тулгунтсан асуудлыг хамтран шийдэх талаар уриалвал ямар бэ гэсэн саналтай байна. Баярлалаа.
Supreme Master, it's a great honor to meet you. Nowadays in our country, there are more people who support vegetarianism and green industries, more people who adopt a vegetarian diet, and more people possess the desire to plant trees and help the environment. In the olden days, our ancestors didn't consume much meat and mostly used dairy products for food. But today, there are very few people who accept that a person can survive without eating meat. The number of livestock is dramatically increasing in our country. Along with that, we don't have a strong foundation of fruit and vegetable industries and do not have enough vegetables for supply. This is a great setback for people who would like to become a vegetarian. Also, the leaders of the world do not seem to have a consistent understanding of what global warming is all about. Supreme Master, may I suggest that you write letters about the particular topic to leaders of nations and invite them to work together in this urgent global matter?
Sure, madam. I am the president of the United Nations. I can do that. I wish I could influence the body of the world government before you even say that. But nevertheless, I have tried my best in many ways. And I have requested our association member to write to the government wherever they can and whenever we can. And we still continue to do that. The livestock raising must stop. Mongolia, as with the rest of the world, is experiencing more severe weather, more fatal pattern of climate change due to the effects of global warming. So you can see in Mongolia, droughts, harsher winters, more frequency of dust storms and blizzards with livestock raising. We deplete Mongolian already limited natural resources and even put Mongolia country more in danger of desertification. Instead of grazing animals, we can begin planting the organic vegetable, which is more healthy to everyone, yes. We have to choose a vegetarian diet over animal breeding. If more and more people choose organic farming as well, we help each other to the best possible of our ability and most gentle way for all beings and the earth. From then, we can share food, Since we have so much food, we have abundance of food, more than enough for everyone, without even having to buy it. And we save time and other resources to go toward other things, like ending disease and helping those in need. By not subsidizing the meat diet, we save trillions of U.S. dollars per year. We save a lot of suffering from meat-related illness. We save a lot of food to share with all the hungry in the world. So our conscience will never have to wake up in the middle of the night and bite us anymore. We can do that through such a method as hydroponics. You can even plant and harvest indoors. So we can do it also by ourselves. There's no need even farmers. If we have a little garden, we can plant it ourselves. Or if we have a balcony, we can even plant it in water. We must start now so that you can have your own vegetable. It's very easy. If you just have a little pot even on the balcony, the size you want, and you just sow some seed on it, a few days later, you already have some vegetable. You know, salad, for example. Some are grown in 3 days or 1 week or 2 weeks, and you can always take turn to grow it again. And in the garden, it grow quicker. In the old time, if we look into the Mongolian history, the people of Mongolia did not eat so much meat. Then we should be convinced that meatless diet sustained our ancestry and still can sustain us. And nowadays, even evidently, through medical and scientific research, that vegetarian diet is absolutely healthy. Just people don't know about this and don't have time to do research, so we have to inform them. Please do inform your people. We are doing that, but we need your help. We cannot do everything, even though we have association members everywhere. But it's not like the whole planet is my association member, is it? So we need your help. We need everybody's help. We need all the help from the government. We also writing letters and all that, but we need you also to write letters to your government or any government that you think fit. Any government at all. Everybody, please write. I agree completely with you that the government leaders and media can be most powerful and helpful in spreading the message to the most people about saving the planet through being vegetarian. We must work together. That's why we have been passing our flyers. That's why we have the Supreme Master Television. And that's why we advertise on newspapers and railway station, bus, airplane, airport, etc., etc., wherever we can, with our own means of financial ability, including myself. Yes, but it cannot be our voice alone. You help us, please. Add in your voice and all the voices for this urgent matter. May Buddha bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your blessing.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It is exciting to tell you again that this is broadcasting live through Supreme Master Television and SupremeMasterTV.com and Mongolian Channel TV 9 and Mongolian Radio 105.5.
Oh, radio also. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank Master, you. Radio too.
Thank you, TV 9 and Radio 2. These are positive media and we are very grateful. Buddha bless you and your job, your noble intention.
Thank you, Master. That concludes our question and answer session. Supreme Master, would you care to add any other comments?
Everybody already understood, and I hope the audiences are satisfied with my answers. And if they have any more question or anything that not clear from my answer, please let me know.
Thank you, Master.
If not, then I would wish you a very, very beautiful, satisfactory, lucky, prosperous, healthy, enlightened Ox New Lunar Year. And please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your loving concern. Түүсгэгээс их багш бид бүгд ирүүлэнх эд бай аз жаргал бүхнийг сайн сайхан бүхнийг хүсэж байна. Цагаан холтон болцгоо, байгаль дэлхийгээ хамгаалцгаая, байгаль дэлхийг хамгаалахын тулд ногоогоор холцгоо гэж уриалж байна.
Табуник Бухан Иви.
Thank you for your invaluable insight. It is great to hear priceless advice for this challenging situation.
God bless Mongolia.
Thank you.
Buddha bless Mongolia.
Thank you, Master.
Supreme Master Ching Hai conveys her apologies that time did not permit a reply to all the questions submitted at the SOS Mongolia video conference. So she would like to address them here on Supreme Master Television. The following question is from Mr. Batman Renten, professor and leading expert at the Institute for Strategic Studies. Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I express my sincere gratitude for this opportunity to be a part of this wonderful event. I very much admire, respect, and support your efforts in bringing peace, nobility, and morality into the lives of people in our world. My question is, with absolutely no regard or consideration towards the environment and its natural resources, humankind has gone overboard with materialism and consumption as a means to happiness. All of these factors are contributing to worsening the effects of global warming and adding to the frequency and the number of natural disasters. Does Supreme Master think that we still have a chance to neutralize global warming and slow down desertification?
Yes, Professor Renten, we do. But humanity must understand the dire state of our planet. This is the message we have been working to spread to the world. If humans understand the need to change, the first change that must be made is to eliminate meat consumption and production. This will allow the planet time for other ecological changes to be made. Practically speaking, meat contributes to at least 80% of global warming and pollution. So just eliminating the meat literally saves the planet and gives us all longer life and happiness. If we continue on our course without change, the Earth will continue to see more severe weather due to climatic changes. People will suffer from more frequent disasters. It will disrupt the balance of our planet, causing glaciers to melt, rivers to flood, and desertification, drought, and famine will result from destruction of agricultural land. To slow such calamities, including desertification, we must switch to a cruelty-free diet and hence reduce the bad karma of killing. This is the most important step, and other practices such as organic vegan farming or ordering large quantities of organic foods together will also help. Any conservation efforts like this do benefit the planet. As you mentioned about overconsumption, we really do not need so much food or even other things to live. As long as we all make the right choice of a healthy, compassionate lifestyle, the health of all beings and the planet is assured.
The following question is from Mr. Batmunk Sodnam, Senior Advisor on the Committee of Government Affairs, mathematician, writer, and poet. What is the role of humankind in helping to stop global warming? Is there a way to reach out to the whole of humanity and make them understand the importance of their role in this? Since the very beginning of its existence, our planet had volcanic eruptions that radiated the heat from the Earth's core, and also the heat from the sun is causing the warming of our Earth. Could this all be the reason for global warming?
Scientists worldwide have agreed that the current global warming is caused by humans' activities being out of balance with nature. Heat from the Earth's core and the sun are natural processes. If our Earth is in balance with the ozone layer intact, we would be protected. There are many reports available now from the United Nations and other respected scientific bodies that document the human cause of climate change. So humanity can reverse it. The 2006 report from the UN, Livestock's Long Shadow, outlines the role of meat consumption in global warming. The meat industry also uses hugely excessive amounts of water, so stopping meat eating is central to any global warming solution. Sometimes people just do not know, so we do what we can to inform them through advertising, flyer distribution, and sharing vegetarian food. If the government officials, such as yourself, are aware and support this ideal, that is best. We pray that all the governments and media in the world join hands in helping the public at large to understand that the vegetarian diet is the only solution right now.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption,
bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Pre-eclampsia. Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating, heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
The following question is from Mr. Nyandalig Bursku, Vice Chairman of the Institute of Psychotronics. Supreme Master Qinghai, I express my sincere gratitude for your efforts to help humankind understand the threat of global warming and possibly halt the disasters that may be coming. In my opinion, in order to save the planet, people who meditate need to continue meditating, while people who don't should pray for the planet to be saved and pray for peace to dawn upon Earth. If people pray together every month during the full moon and during some significant days according to the moon calendar, The positive power might affect the world in a good way. Would you please, Supreme Master, speak to humanity about this?
Mr. Borsku, it is good that you mention the spiritual aspect of saving our planet. Yes, prayer will help. But it cannot do much if we still continue with the destructive ways of life in killing each other and killing animals. We must return to the higher, nobler ideals. So, along with the loving intention of prayer, please remember the importance of action. We need to make peace with all beings, including the animals, through our deeds. Love and peace begin on our table, with the food plates in our home. We need to extend our love to other beings by letting the animals live in peace and adopting the plant-based diet for ourselves. And we can extend our love to family members by stopping the cause of global warming on their behalf. So, please continue praying, but also be as active as possible in promoting peace for all beings, starting with the animals. This is truly the way to save the planet. Thank you for your question, and I pray too that this can be done.
The following question is from Ms. Odma Navanyam, attorney at the National Government Office. The traditional diet of Mongols is meat and dairy products. Our country has a very short time period for cultivating the land. Because of this, we are forced to use imported vegetables that often are not organic and substandard. What is the right food for us if we are to change our traditional diet and turn to vegetarianism? Master, what is your wish regarding Mongolian people's contribution to combating global warming?
Madame Dewanyan, thank you for your question about suitable foods. Even with the limitations of your climate, nowadays there are many ways to grow things on our own, even indoors, without soil and with little water. You could get together with other people of similar interest and start a small growing cooperative. And you can take an example from your country's neighbor, Tibet, which has similar growing conditions to Mongolia. There they have subsisted for hundreds of years on barley, a hearty grain that is full of nutrients. For delicious vegan recipes, you can go to www.suprememastertv.com, where there are many, many free, easy-to-prepare dishes. Since our environment is already so delicate and fragile, especially Mongolia's, we should be extra mindful to protect the land by not burdening it with the demands created by livestock raising. This would cause even worse desertification conditions, not to mention the animal suffering. My wish for the Mongolian people is the same for all global citizens, and that is for an earth that is preserved in all its beauty and sustainability, the way God had originally intended. An earth in which all inhabitants live in love and dignity and respect for one another.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The following question is from Mr. M. Galanbat Baturin, Director General of the National Information Technology Institute of Mongolia. Honorable Supreme Master Qinghai, first of all, I would like to extend my warmest greetings and express my respect for your tireless efforts for the better future of humankind. As you know, the Mongols have a long and rich history of nomadic culture. For a country like Mongolia that has extreme climatic conditions, animal-based products have been predominantly used in every aspect of living throughout the centuries. Traditionally, nomadic livestock breeding has been the dominant sector in our economy. And since early childhood, the Mongols developed love and compassion for their animals while using different products from them. In this context, what is the proper way to balance any given country's traditional lifestyle and culture with the future trends of this world? What is your opinion about it?
Hello, Director General Batsurin. Surely the nomadic lifestyle is a rich and beautiful aspect of the Mongolian culture. And we understand about the love and appreciation between the Mongols and the animals. That is very good. But to be truly in harmony with nature and to tread the most lightly on our planet the way we need to at this urgent time, we must completely respect the life of all God's creatures as well as their unique contributions to our world. This means we have to stop any kind of killing. Because even though the products are used in a context of compassion, it still involves suffering to the animal. Even consuming dairy products is not something that happens between other animals in nature. And the raising of livestock produces dangerous and unwanted greenhouse gases which cause global warming and threaten our world's existence. The vegetarian lifestyle is therefore the most fully developed level of compassion.
The following question is from Mr. Shangtar Ambrait, Professor and recipient of the highest state honor, the People's Teacher. Our country is located in a large landlocked area surrounded by mountains with a high elevation above sea level. With relatively weak ecosystems of a dry Gobi Desert, a small percentage of forest cover, and a few rivers and lakes, do you think there is any action that can be taken in order to slow down or neutralize the effects of global warming in our country?
Yes, Professor Ambrait. Being vegan will have the immediate effect of removing methane from the atmosphere, which is one of the highest heat-retaining greenhouse gases, up to 72 times the heat-trapping effect of carbon dioxide. Being vegan will surely slow down desertification and preserve your natural resources like lakes and rivers and protect your forests. You can also employ other green measures, such as planting trees or changing to green technology, but those take longer to have an effect. The vegetarian diet is the fastest and also reduces the bad karma of killing, thus is the most important. And you can join with others to find ways to obtain and prepare the most tasty and delicious foods. Even in the sandy areas, there are many suitable food plants that can be cultivated without or with little water. We may do research on those and cultivate for our future sustenance. Have lots of luck and joy with these organic farming methods. We have some info about them on Supreme Master Television, or there will be more soon. You can demand the assistance of our Mongolians members into finding them for you on our website. Keep looking on suprememastertv.com for new updates. Thanks.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
The following question is from Ms. Urtenma Usandorj, department head at the Mongolian daily newspaper, UNIN. It is an honor to meet you, Supreme Master. What do you think the essence of human existence should be based upon? In today's world, humans are living a very stressful life. How do we combine meditation with such a society within such an environment? Your words of advice would be priceless.
Ms. Luzendorj, I thank the positive media like yourself and for your care. The essence of human existence is based on reconnecting with divine love and power, for it is our true sustenance, without which we suffer too much, as most of humans sadly do. Through this love, we find the deeper values of care and compassion for all life. Through this power, strength, and wisdom will protect and guide us toward happiness by correct actions. Or else we are similar to a person in a dim cave, uncertain of our moves, and thus hurting ourselves. This is also needed on Earth, especially at this critical time. As you mentioned, the balance of life is very important. The most important balance at this urgent time on our planet is the return to virtue. We have the chance now to act, and so we should do so. We should meditate, be mindful, and also act in keeping with clear principles of virtue, the first and foremost being, do no harm. If we do no harm to others, especially meaning no killing of animals, we still have time to preserve the planet Earth. So the foremost action I suggest is the vegetarian diet. And the more people we can reach with this message, the better the chance for the Earth's future will be. So we ask for the help of all media members such as yourself in spreading this message, for the sake of saving the world.
The following question is from Dr. Narenteg Terendulam, Director of Kashu Manal Hospital. It is an honor for me to have this opportunity of being able to participate in this conference and ask my question. I am a doctor trained in traditional medicine. I have been working for 17 years as a doctor. The question I am going to ask is theoretically related to my profession. In our medical system, we believe that an individual soul comes into material existence at the moment when the parents' cells unite. That is why humans genetically inherit the outer appearance of their ancestors. However, our inner being, our soul, is cursed even before entering the body and continues suffering from this curse afterwards. Even though we have pure mind, sometimes we are victimized by the curse. In Mongolia, we say the good people tend to die earlier than the bad ones. This has a ring of truth to it. People protect themselves through different means. How do we protect our soul from being harmed? Is there a way to protect one's mind and body from being cursed? If a lot of good hearts come together, will it change the world? How do we unite this positive power? I have a strong faith in your vision. Your charitable activities inspire me, and I support you with all my heart. I pray to you all the time.
Dr. Serendulam, thank you for your kind words. I understand your concern. And yes, the soul is what we need to worry about. Because even if our physical body is destroyed, we must rescue our soul. And the way to do that is by being virtuous in this life. This is the greatest protection. If we have compassion for others in our daily life actions, we are already protected. This kind of compassion includes refraining from eating animals. And through these same virtuous, benevolent deeds, the mind and body will be protected as well. And yes, it is true that if a lot of good hearts come together, the world can be changed. The first change to unite this positive power is to adopt the animal-free lifestyle. If enough people on the earth do this, the planet will be saved by benevolent energy. There is still hope, and I believe that with everyone's help, we still can save this beautiful planet. But the best protection that goes with virtuous deeds is ourself, our own original self. If we reconnect our mind with it, we will know better, function better, and live with clearer vision. Anyone should do this. I can help to show how also. That's the best thing one can do to oneself. Even if the planet is not safe, we will be safe, now and hereafter.
Өнөөдрийн манай ухаарлын үгс нэвтрүүлгийн дугаарыг сэтгэл гарын үдсэн суугаа үзэгч та бүхэндээ баярлалаа. Төгс гэгэрсэн нэг багш Чинхайтай хэлсэн дэлхийн дулаараар цаг өрийн өөрчлөлтийн тулгардсан асуудлаар СОС олон улсын видео хурлын 6 дугаар хэсгийг маргааш хүлээн авч таалан сонхно. Одоо Supreme Master телевизээр хөгжим яруу найргийн нэвтрүүлгийг онцлох мэдээний дараа хүлээн авч үзцгээнө. Бурхан манай гарилт ив нэгдэл, их тайван, найрамдал нөхөрлөхийг хайрлах болтугай. Thank you for your warm-hearted presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on tomorrow for part 6 of video conference with Supreme Master Chinha Global Warming SOS International Conference on urgent problems of climate change. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry. Coming up next, right after noteworthy news. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship and harmony.